Welcome to the AI Hustle Podcast, the podcast where we break down the latest in AI news, tools, and interview experts helping you hustle and do more using AI. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you'll know that over the last 6 months, I've been working on a stealth AI startup. Of the hundreds of projects I've covered, this is the one that I believe has the greatest potential. So today I'm excited to announce AI Box. AI Box is a no-code AI app building platform paired with the App Store for AI that lets you monetize your AI tools. The platform lets you build apps by linking together AI models like ChatGPT, Midjourney, and 11 Labs. Eventually, we'll integrate with software like Gmail, Trello, and Salesforce, so you can use AI to automate every function in your organization. To get notified when we launch and be one of the first to build on the platform, you can join the waitlist at aibox.ai. The link is in the show notes. We are currently raising a seed round of funding. If you're an investor that is focused on disruptive tech, I'd love to tell you more about the platform. You can reach out to me at jaden@aibox.ai. I'll leave that email in the show notes. So Microsoft, at a recent New York event, unveiled a whole bunch of significant AI advancements, including improved integrations with OpenAI's latest technology, which is, of course, the DALL-E 3 model, and a whole bunch of other personalized search capabilities on Bing. So in addition, Microsoft showcased the new Surface devices, which has, you know, a built-in AI experience, which is really interesting. One of the major revelations was that the impending Windows 11 update is going to be filled with tons of different AI-centric functionalities. So AI, or Microsoft's AI Assistant, there's going to be Copilot, which is set to debut in September, in, I think, just a handful of days, September 26th or something like that. And this is one of the primary attractions a lot of people are interested in. Microsoft plans to further expand Copilot across Bing, Edge, and Microsoft 365 this fall. Notably, I think by November 1st of this year, enterprise customers can get Microsoft 365 Chat, which is a new AI workplace assistant, and users can also anticipate some AI-driven experiences in, of course, a bunch of different Windows applications like Paint, Photos, and Clipchamp. It's kind of funny. Clipchamp is actually a cool tool if you haven't used it before. It's like this, it's a video editing tool with a bunch of AI integrations that Microsoft has made. Microsoft Paint, I'm so curious to see the new AI, how the new AI features play out in there. Of course, I don't know if you've used it, but if you haven't used Microsoft Paint in the last 10 years, it hasn't changed from 10 years ago. Pretty much the same, you know, some slight, I'm sure the team at Microsoft is offended by that. I'm sure they've made some improvements, but it's not an incredibly complex piece of software to date, in my humble opinion. But in any case, they're putting a bunch of new AI features in there. It should be cool to see what kind of comes out of that. However, what I will say is that Bing, Microsoft's kind of flagship search engine, was not left behind in all of these AI features. Earlier in March, Bing users experienced the integration of DALL-E into the Bing chat, which is kind of cool, right? Can generate some images. Even ChatGPT wasn't doing that at the time. But this kind of let them generate images straight inside of the Bing chat. While initially this had a lot of, like, people had a lot of question marks around which version of DALL-E was actually being used, Microsoft has now confirmed an upgrade to the superior DALL-E 3. And so that is, of course, the latest version that was just announced by OpenAI yesterday or the day before, I believe. So I'm losing track of days in the week, in case you don't know, I just live in a cave and report on the AI news to you. So you're welcome. In any case, this iteration has a bunch of advanced rendering capabilities, particularly for intricate details like fingers, eyes, shadows, right? All the stuff that companies like Midjourney really struggled with for a long time. Obviously, these are big challenges with AI generating images, but it looks like we're finally starting to find solutions. And so that is, you know, something that DALL-E 3 has fixed. I think to kind of further its commitment to responsible AI usage, Microsoft is really kind of doubling down on generating safe images. So a notable new feature in this edition of invisible digital watermarks on AI generated images, which is called content credentials, is something that they've just unveiled. And this is a cutting edge feature that essentially uses cryptographic techniques in compliance with standards from the Coalition for Content Provenance and Authenticity. That's the C2PA. And the initiative to enhance transparency in AI images has also been endorsed by Adobe, Intel, Sony, and a bunch of other kind of like big industry players. So this is really interesting, right? We're going to be able to essentially have these watermarks straight on the image that you can't see, you know, visible to the naked eye, but they're in there, and these softwares will be able to tell what is AI generated, you know, if there's deep fakes or other things made like that. So taking personalization to the next level, Bing now fine-tunes answers to user search queries by reflecting on previous interactions with Bing Chat. This is really interesting, right? It's something I've heard a lot of people say this about ChatGPT, but I don't think it's actually true. But they're like, yeah, like ChatGPT knows me so well by this point that like when I ask it to like act like me and based off everything I've said, like it just like perfectly like talks like me. I'm not really sure like what that effect is, but you know, Bing or like ChatGPT obviously can see its own chat, but I don't think it trains on every single message you've sent on your account and like stores the data for that. However, it would appear that Bing Chat is starting to do that. So a spokesperson for Microsoft said, quote, if you've used Bing Chat to learn more about your favorite movies, books, or music, future conversations and searches will take those interests into account when providing answers. I think this is kind of an interesting personal touch. It is, however, you know, optional, and users can disable it if they desire. I'm sure a lot of people, for privacy reasons, don't want Bing tracking all of their conversations they've had with it. It's kind of like if Google, you know, saved all of your search history that you've ever had and used that to make relevant search results. Never really actually thought about it. They might actually already do that. So if you know the answer to that question, make sure to let me know in our AI Box Creators Facebook group. Something else that I found really interesting is that in the concept of refining the search experience, Microsoft highlighted the potential for Bing to inform users about events related to past search interests, right? This is kind of like, I think like Spotify does this, where if you listen to an artist a lot or follow them when they're going to go on tour, like it'll give you a notification about them going on tour. You'll be able to see that on their page and stuff. And so I think they're kind of like trying to get extra insights like that integrated. I think the overarching aim is to make search results more relevant, drawing on the context of a user's search history and current web activity. So there you go. It looks like this is what Bing is rolling out now. And still, I don't know 100% if Google does this, but if Bing is kind of rolling this out, it's likely that Google has or will do this in the future. In any case, for enterprise users, Microsoft is set to extend support for multi-model visual search and image creator to Bing Chat Enterprise, which is essentially benefiting over, I think, 160 million users that are currently integrated with the AI workplace chatbot. So it's not just about Bing and Windows when it comes to all of these different upgrades. Like I mentioned, Microsoft's SwiftKey, which is a popular third-party keyboard app for iOS and Android, is also getting AI-boosted features. So beyond the intuitive kind of, you know, typing experience, SwiftKey will soon have AI camera lenses, AI stickers, and AI-driven editors and AI image generation capabilities. So users can look forward to over, I think, 250 tools and filters. Many of them are coming from a collaboration with Snapchat in kind of like getting these out, which is really interesting. I did not see a Microsoft Snapchat collaboration on this, but very cool. And I think kind of rounding up all of the enhancements is the AI-powered editor feature that promises instant grammar, punctuation, and spelling feedback. Now, of course, this is something we've all been experiencing for a long time, so I'll be curious to see how much better this is than normal spell check and other things that we see. But yeah, definitely an interesting feature. So I think Microsoft's kind of continuous effort to throw out a ton of AI features is not new. Of course, we're seeing this from a lot of other companies. Google is doing the same thing, constant AI features and integrations into all of their products and services. And I think at this point, users like really like this. They see a lot of value in it. You know, these software companies, it's like one of the things they're able to raise their prices for, unlike anything else. And so I think we're going to see a lot more of kind of AI being integrated into everything, whether that's Microsoft, Google, Apple, or whatnot. Well, we'll see about Apple. But in any case, a lot of big companies are integrating this into everything, and I think this is a trend we'll continue to see.
If you are looking for an innovative and creative community of people using ChatGPT, you need to join our ChatGPT Creators community. I'll drop a link in the description to this podcast. We'd love to see you there, where we share tips and tricks of what is working in ChatGPT. It's a lot easier than a podcast, as you can see screenshots, you can share and comment on things that are currently working. So if this sounds interesting to you, check out the link in the comment. We'd love to have you in the community.
Thanks for joining me on the OpenAI podcast. It'd mean the world to me if you would rate this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts, and I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to the AI Hustle podcast. If you could do us a massive favor, we would really, really appreciate it if you could leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. This helps people find the podcast. It helps people know this is a good place to go. And we would really, really appreciate it as it helps us continue to bring on incredible guests and share incredible content for you to listen to.